They don't just survive, they thrive. The NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk.
That's right. Cape Talk and NetBank want to give you the support that you need to take your business to the next level. We've asked you to go to business.capetalk.co.za to tell us about your business. And we're about to profile one of those businesses. We are joined by Pablo Fatidis, the guru when it comes to turning around just about anything. I think we might unleash him on Jacob Zuma at some stage. But Pablo, good having you. But we'll let you stick with the businesses for the time being, right?
I'd far rather be there.
we'll leave Praveen to do what he needs to. And if he does get recalled, we're going to have to call on you. But anyway, let's talk about the business that we're going to focus on this morning. And it's my favorite thing. I'm the coffee guy. So the coffee company represented by Christo Koenig. Tell us why we chose this.
Well, there are a couple of things. What the business does, it's an office coffee solution provider. And it sounds trite, but it's quite a difficult thing to get right, this. He operates through 36 different franchises, and he offers coffee hardware, equipment. He's got the beans. He's got related products. And what I like about the business, Kino, is simplicity enables scale. He's gotten to a point where he's realized in this business that he's not in the coffee business, in fact. He's in the product business. Coffee is the commodity. The product, however, is building this franchise system. He's got the roasting down. He's got the buying down. He's got the hardware equipment that works, that sustains in an office environment. And all Christo needs to do now is just put the foot on the accelerator. He's sitting with 36 franchise units. He needs to move that up to 136 franchise units.
Okay, now we are joined by Christo Koenig, part owner of the coffee company. Christo, good morning.
Good morning, Kino.
You don't have another brother called Dominic Koenig by any chance running around Cape Town, do you?
Not the one that I know of, no.
Oh, just double checking. I had to ask. But let's talk, you know, Pablo was talking about, you know, you getting ready to move now. Well, I don't say move, but I mean getting ready to take this business to the next level, talking about the franchise model and how you're going to do that. But before we get into those intricacies, how did this business start?
You know, about 17 years ago, we were in corporate office and drinking bad coffee. It was normally the instant stuff. I think then instant was the only thing to do. And it's difficult to get good coffee in the workplace.
Yeah.
And over the years, with all the new coffee roasters jumping up all over South Africa, roasting fresh and great coffees, and so many great coffee shops popping up, there are just so many more people that want good quality, cafe quality coffee in the workplace.
Yes, yeah.
So we started identifying some big leading European brands of coffee machines, Euro and WMS, those kind of things, and started supplying the corporates with the coffee machines and the coffee. And then we realized that there's one thing in the middle that's missing, and that's the service part. Anybody can sell a coffee machine and coffee. It's keeping them making great coffee. That's the trick, and that's where the franchise network comes in.
Yeah, now, when it comes to roasting these beans of yours, a lot of people tend to burn the beans. They make the coffee pretty bitter. I prefer sweeter coffee, by the way, so a bean that is lightly roasted. I hope I'm making sense. But let's talk about how you deal with your beans.
Well, the one thing that we have to do, unfortunately, because of its automatic machines, the imported dark roasted oily beans don't really work in those machines. So
yeah.
We started roasting big blends.
Ah.
So we buy coffee, green beans locally, and roasting them to a medium roast.
Good.
And we found quite a few really great blends, and that's the one that we stick with. And so far, I can say that the population in South Africa is supporting us really well.
I like it. Listen, we're a coffee-drinking nation, man. I think it's, you know, I mean, talk about bad coffee. I've got to put up with this nonsense Nescafe. It was so nice to get your guys to come in here this morning and give us a little bit of coffee. It was a great change. Now, Christo, a couple of challenges that you have before we go back to Pablo, who's going to give you some great advice as to how to take this to the next level.
Well, the biggest problem we have is getting the equipment, which is quite expensive to the customers. So
yep.
most companies don't want to own a coffee machine. They see it as office automation, like a printer and a teletext machine, or we don't get it anymore. But you don't understand what I'm saying. And they want to rent the machines. So it's finding the partners to buy the coffee machines or finance the coffee machines that we can rent to the offices. And that will make our lives a lot easier. And then we can really grow aggressively.
Now, Krista, lovely business. You know, coffee is at the heart, literally, of most people. As a matter of fact, I can't operate if I didn't have coffee in the workplace. So, Pablo, taking this business to the next level, my friend, what do we do?
Well, I can't think straight, Keenan, because I haven't had my cup of coffee this morning. So I'm feeling very miserable about that.
You want to be sneaky, Keenan.
Yeah, no, I'll fax him a cup quickly. Hold on.
Thank you. You've got a fax, Keenan?
I can fax coffee. It's not any fax.
Okay, so if we get into it, the real issue over here is, look, there are lots of new funding opportunities. There are the whole fintech space has released and resulted in a lot of new financing capabilities. There are a lot of models that are about, and I'm pretty sure on the back of this show, Krista, you're going to have a few calls with people who will be prepared to actually fund these machines. But here's the thing. Because we're not dealing with the commodity coffee and we're dealing with the product of a franchise, the thing that I really believe will get the process accelerated dramatically is if Krista gets more of the right kinds of franchisees supporting his network and joining his network. And what does a franchisee want, Keenan? They're investors in a sense. They're saying, okay, I'm going to make an investment into your business model. I believe in what you guys are doing, Krista. And what I expect is a lot of support to make my life easy. In other words, I want to make easier money. I want to be able to walk into an office and give a convincing argument as to why my solution, in other words, your solution, is better than the current solutions that they've got running out there. And I can tell you one thing. It's well and good to turn around and say, well, the cost of a cup of coffee with instant coffee is this much. The cost of a pod is that much. The cost of our cup of coffee is that much. That's not where the magic lies. What a lot of companies cannot calculate effectively is the cost of refreshment, because it's the cost of the milk. It's the cost of milk tea that are being used in the offices extensively right around South Africa that this solution supplants. And if he can get that calculator working effectively, there's not one office manager, there's not one financial manager that's going to say no to this particular solution. So that toolkit that needs to be developed, if it's developed further to make the job of the franchisee even easier, I think he's going to have them knocking at the door.
Yeah, and coffee can, by the way, and some people might knock me for this, but coffee is also healthy for you, some would argue, a lot would argue. And productivity in the workplace when you've got a cup of coffee certainly adds to it. And if you want to sell it to franchisees, you know, R7.50, I think it costs to make a cup, and you can sell it for R7.50, between R5 and R7.50 for a lekker cup of coffee, cost to make, and then you can sell it for between R25 to R30. Am I right, Krista?
Yeah, 100%.
There we go. So,
and it's also the cost of bean to cup, in making fresh bean to cup coffee in your office versus really expensive capsules or the dreaded instant. It just makes productivity, it keeps your people in your office instead of walking out to the corner cafe for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and this bean-to-cup stuff, not bean-to-cup, this capsule stuff, you know, it just, for me, it doesn't feel like real coffee. I mean, to be honest with you, if there's an oak or a woman busy doing my cafe latte and it comes out and the milk's nice and frothy, I feel like I'm having a really good cup of coffee. And I think the experience is a big part of this as well. Hey, Pablo.
It is, but I mean, I just want to clarify one point over here. This is not the core business of the coffee company.
Yes.
The coffee company puts the machines in the offices,
correct,
supplies the beans, and the cost of that cup that staff would typically go and get access to is coming in way below those numbers.
Wow.
I mean, the numbers that Krista gave me, and Krista, would be up to you to share those numbers, but those numbers really bring down the cost of a coffee solution in the office, as opposed to the lattes and the cappuccinos that we would typically buy in the retail environment.
Wow. Okay. Now you really have my attention. We're going to have to chat. But Pablo, great business this summer. Thank you for choosing it. And Krista, some great advice from Pablo there.
Thank you, Pablo. We'll take it to heart, and hopefully we can make more coffees. And by the way, for around about between R5 and R7 in your office instead of 25 or 30.
Well, there we go. That is it. There we go. That's what we're talking about, right? But Krista, great business. Thank you very much 17 years ago for realizing that we all need to be saved. Okay.
Cheers.
Part owner of the coffee company. And we always look forward to some of the John show. Listen in the afternoons because Pablo's going to be highlighting yet another business that'll be taken to the next level. Pablo, tell us more about that business.
Oh, it's such a fascinating story. It's a third generation rug manufacturer. And Kino, the world of rugs and carpets has changed dramatically. From 20 years ago, we had an influx coming in from the Far East, from the Middle East, people selling rugs at incredible prices with big stories behind them, and how this company has survived and is now thriving using incredible technology is a story to be told.
Well, looking forward to that. Pablo Fatidis, thank you.